23. The softened pain. Because the pain is softened when I sing, I first will tell of how I lived in freedom, while my heart still regarded love with scorn, in the sweet season of my youth, my spring when, as it were a green shoot, there was born the fierce desire whose growth would injure me. I will continue with how thoroughly that angered him and how he took revenge, making me an example among men. Although by now my torment is written elsewhere, till 1,000 pens have been worn out and almost every valley still echoes with the sound of heavy sighs that testify to my life full of pain. And if my memory fails to aid me here, as in the past, my sufferings must excuse it, and the obsessive thought that tortures me, making me turn my back on every other, forgetting all else and myself as well. It governs what's inside me, I the shell. Quite a few years had slipped by since the day when love had tried me with his first attack, and so my adolescent looks had changed, and all around my heart my frozen thoughts had formed a crust now, thick and diamond hard, which never let my stern intentions slacken. Tears never yet had bathed my chest, nor broken my sleep, and what I did not feel inside appeared to me astonishing in others. Ah!